This demonstration of the lyric is going to be in two parts. The first part will be where I talk about the lyric, and the second part will be my demonstration, which will be showing how I use it. First of all, what is the lyric? The lyric is a device which weighs about 3 pounds from left to right. It is approximately 11 inches long. It is a little more than 8 inches wide. The lyric itself has a camera which you literally unfold. But what that really means is when you look at the lyric, the camera is sitting flat on top of the bass and you just lift it up and it ends up sitting at a 90 degree angle above the lyric. It is 3 pounds in weight. It comes in a carrying case. The battery life for this device is 15 to 20 hours. The print and the buttons and everything on the machine have high contrast, and the buttons themselves that control it are very tactile. It is an electronic text-to-speech device for reading letters, books and newspapers. It has AI capabilities. It will read barcodes, although I will tell you and you will see later on that that is a little bit harder than some of the other things. It will read handwriting. It will do what they call summary, or when you actually do it, it says describes image. And then after it describes the image, it will give you more information about whatever the AI situation is you describe the image for. When you get the lyric in the box, you will have the lyric itself and a power supply. There is a keypad, and it says optional, but now that I've had this device, I'm going to tell you, I think it's essential. And we made the mistake of not purchasing it, and we're going to rectify that this week because the keypad actually gives you flexibility that you don't have without it. When you are preparing to use it, you put it on a flat surface, you lift up the camera arm itself, you will plug the adapter into the wall, and the other end will go into the lyric. The power port is on the left-hand side of the lyric. You can also run it on battery, but if you're going to be doing a lot of work, you can make a choice. When you want to turn the device on, you're going to hold the power button down for 3 seconds. You will hear some beeps, and then you will receive instructions to place your document on the lyric itself. The power off is the same button. It is a toggle. To read, you simply place your document on the base of the device. You may find if the piece of paper you are reading from is smaller than that 8.5 by 11 surface, that you will have to put the piece of paper closer to the edge of the lyric, and that will actually give you better reading capability than if you put a smaller piece of paper in the middle. And I really did test that out. When the document is taking its picture, you will hear the shutter sound of the camera as it is taking a picture. You will always know that your document is reading because once you've taken that picture, it will begin almost immediately. So, to control the lyric, we have three ways to do it. One is with the bass buttons, which is what I'm going to talk about today. The second way is with hand gestures, which they say are easy and they're actually listed in the document. I don't tend to like to use gestures to control things if I don't have to. So I didn't test them out. I am going to, but I didn't do it for purposes of today's demonstration. In the middle of the lyric, there is a slide volume in the front. Sliding it to the left will lower the volume. Sliding it to the right will raise the volume. The other buttons on the lyric are on the right-hand side. There are two arrow-like buttons. They control the speed. And there's a headphone jack on the left side of the lyric, close to the front. You can also hook up a headset with Bluetooth, but again, I don't typically use it that way, so I didn't do it. If you want to read to go back by sentence, you would press the button in the front on the left-hand side, which is the back button. The button in the right-hand side in the front is the play pause button and the forward button. To read with the lyric, right now I can only read by sentence. The advantage of the keypad is it allows you to do other things like read by line, read by character with the keypad itself. But I right now can only read by sentences. This earlier version of the lyric did not have the AI companion. And I will tell you that the AI software does work quite well. But if you are in the AI mode and you are doing that process, the description and the summary work that it does will only work if your document is sitting on the base. Whereas if you're reading a book or a pamphlet, your document will work when you take it off. If you're finished with one document and you want to read the next document, you would take the document off, place the new one. It will say, place your document on the scanner. You'll do that and it will remember the new document. It does not remember the past document once you've gone to the new document. And that's mostly what I want to say about the lyric itself. I will tell you that I have appreciated the lyric in the time that I've had it. One of the things that I like about it is that it's easy to use and it's portable. And you will see this as I demonstrate this. You will see that it reads a recipe book quite nicely. And when you can't get them in other formats and you want a specific one, this is a great feature to have. I will play the demonstration of the lyric and you will see what succeeded and what failed. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today I am going to be demonstrating the use of the lyric. And this lyric has AI capabilities as well. It is about as long as an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, with the length being the 11 inches, the width being the 8.5. That would be from front to back. This device also has a camera which lifts up, and I will first lift up that camera so that it's in the air. There is a power on/off button. I am going to press it and hold it, and
please place your document.
The system is now ready for me to place a document on it. I'm going to go ahead and place
please place your
a
document.
cardboard sheet. It is
Please place your
not the
document.
full length of the document, so I must place it toward the front of the lyric.
We 5T. Dear Jeanette, worried about how healthcare is changing. At Gather Health, we are here to stay and are putting patients first. Offering caring and personal treatments you can count on, we provide you with the primary care you need when and where you need it. Whether that's at our office, virtually, or at home, just like the old days. Trust us to be your partner and experience how our dedicated team can make a difference in your health.
I have stopped the reading with the play pause button, which is on the right-hand side of the lyric. I am now going to go back a sentence with the button that's on the left side of the lyric.
Trust us to be your partner and experience how our dedicated team can make a difference in your health for the long run.
I'm going to go back another sentence by hitting it twice.
What's our treatments you can count on? We provide you with the primary care you need when and where you need it.
If I wanted to continue reading, I'd hit the play pause again.
Whether that's at our office, virtually, or at home, just like the old days. Trust us to be your partner and experience how our dedicated team can make a difference in your health.
Okay. On the right-hand side of the lyric, there are two arrow buttons. They are the speed up and speed down.
Or a speech speed increased. Speech speed and speech speed increased.
And I'm going to let you hear that speed.
Long run, we are here for you. Schedule your first appointment.
I'm going to decrease the speed.
By speed to speech increase. Speech
speed
decreased.
I'm going to let you hear that speed.
Today by calling us at 617.
The next thing I want to show you is a pamphlet. And the issue with reading with a pamphlet is, as always, you kind of have to figure out how to place it. The length of this pamphlet would be going from the left edge to the right edge. And in order to read it, you kind of have to put the middle, which is the stapled edge of the pamphlet, right at the edge of the lyric, which I am going to do and see how well this reads the pamphlet.
And please place your document. Or turd, S-E-T-T-E-E term. E3V, X-V, R-W, Tan, Jeans Neil. I doesn't weeza, row terren, one terri s suzeriri e, a right bracket, right parenthesis, times right bracket, right, please place your document.
As you can see, that did not read very well, so I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to hit the image.
Internet, worried about text not found.
Duration, 5 minutes, 25 seconds.
And see if it will read this.
The sped equals a 63. And we print on madam PM EAEA neg. E eagla, I N P T R D. B and soy, W. Eat, ca 10 day.
Okay.
Please place your document.
This particular document is not scanning very well. That is the nature of store pamphlets, but we're going to try the other side and see if it does a better job.
This makes less at a toy sent us. October 17th to 20th. Woant. Friends, family, our best offer of the season. Save 20% on your entire purchase with this savings pass. Please place your document.
A better job, but not perfect. Again, I think store pamphlets with just about any device are difficult to read. The next thing I want to demonstrate is reading a cereal packet. I am going to place the box on the scanner, again, close to the front edge.
Cream, rice, full bowl, blank canvas. If you can dream it, you can cream of rice, a trademark sign. Every breakfast is an original when you make it your way. From childhood classics and fresh combos to a spontaneous mix of whatever's in the house. Smooth and set, fine cream of rice registered makes the perfect, delicious errands. How do? Eat it, show off void plus, G it, fruit i.e., CG, weary, dot, perter it, spices, suggestion, RYI 2 inches 7, to gradually add cream of rice registered, stirring constantly with wire whisk until well blended 3, return to a boil, reduce heat to low, simmer, uncovered, 30 seconds or until thickened, stirring constantly 4, remove from heat, cover, let stand 1 minute. Stir well before serving. Cream of rice I water. I serving 1/4 cup. Salt, optional, dash, 2 servings, 2 cups, 4 servings, 4 cups, 3/4 TSP. Microwave, serving, 1, mix 1/4 cup of cream of rice registered, 1 cup cold water and a dash of salt, optional, in 2 cup microwavable bowl or measuring cup 2. Microwave on high 1 minute. Stir with wire whisk. Cook an additional 1 to 2 minutes or until thickened, stirring every 30 seconds. Stir again. Cool slightly.
Now, I could have redone that and gotten a better scan, but what I can also do with this is the image description, and I'm going to do that by holding in the play pause button.
Image description. This image appears to be the packaging or instructions for a cream of rice product. The image shows a full bowl of the cream of rice cereal, alongside instructions on how to prepare it on the stovetop and in the microwave. The packaging also includes information about the product, such as how every breakfast is an original when you make it your way, and that it can be used with a variety of ingredients to create different dishes. Of swirl it, drizzle it, fruit it, crunch it, cream rice full bowl, blank canvas if you can dream it, you can cream of rice at TM. Every breakfast is an original when you make it your way. From childhood classics and fresh combos to a spontaneous mix of whatever's in the house, smooth and satisfying cream of rice makes the perfect canvas for all our most delicious creations. How do you eat it? Show off UI at my cream o' top it. Butter it. Spice it. Serving suggestion even chocolate chip it. Stovetop.
Now, from here, it would actually do the
please place your document.
Process of giving you the recipe. Who knew that you could get that much information on a box of cereal? And the last thing I want to demonstrate is reading a recipe. And I am just going to open to any page in this recipe book. And I'm going to put the book near the edge in the front of the
please place
lyric.
Your document.
It always tells you, please place your document. I'm now going to...
Spreads for toast. Pour eat on per nye. Homemade spreads make wonderful gifts. Even when the fruits are out of season. Dried fruit spread 1 cup. Dried pears 1 cup. Dried peaches. Mix 3 2 cups. 1 cup dried apples 1 cup water or unsweetened apple juice. In a medium saucepan, combine fruits and liquid. Simmer until fruits are soft, about 10 minutes. Cool. Pure in a food processor or blender. Cover and store in the refrigerator. Eat a frozen fruit jam. Makes 1 2 cups 11/2 cups unsweetened frozen fruit. Sliced 11/2 TBS quick cooking tapioca 1/4 cup frozen fruit juice concentrate of choice.
And again, final time, I can get the image description here. And it will give a little more clarity.
This one. Image description. This image appears to be a recipe page for homemade fruit spreads for toast. It provides instructions and ingredient lists for two different types of spreads, a dried fruit spread and a frozen fruit jam. The recipes include details on the nutritional information per serving. The page highlights that homemade spreads make wonderful gifts, even when the fruits are out of season. Two are spreads for toast. Homemade spreads make wonderful gifts, even when the fruits are out of season. Dried fruit spread cup 1 dried apples. Mix 31 1/2 cups 1 cup dried pears 1 cup dried peaches 1 cup water or unsweetened apple juice.
And etc., etc., etc. It is not perfect because no scanner is. But I will tell you, this book is now accessible to me and it's the best scanning option I've seen for reading it. It will be better when I get a keypad because then I can read by line, by sentence, etc., etc., etc. You can upgrade this because this is Wi-Fi capable. The earlier versions, and there is still a version out there that is your basic lyric without the AI component. And I love the image description because when it doesn't read perfectly, there's always some clarity there.
If you get the basic version, can you upgrade to the AI companion if you want to do that?
You know what? I honestly don't know that. I suspect that you could if you ask them for a thumb drive with the information. I don't think the original one has the Wi-Fi capability, you wouldn't be able to do it, you know, the way we would do it here.
Who sells it and what's the price?
As far as I know, the current price is about $2,900. We got it as a special, so I don't know the exact price for that. I apologize. I actually did some looking around, but was unable to verify when I was searching for this at the last minute.
What company sells it?
We got it from Patriot Vision, but there are several places. I know one of them is New England Low Vision.
Okay. That's good enough.
Yes, Sharon, what is your question?
Well, first of all, I just want to say how impressed I am with the image description. That's amazing.
It allows me to put up with, you know, when the scanning isn't perfect.
Right.
Because I know that between the two, I will get the best of both worlds.
Right.
And it's one of the things that I like.
How well does it handle, like, if you're reading a book with columns?
I know that it does. In order to do that, I would really need the keypad, which I don't have, because unfortunately, when we purchased it, we were not advised that it would make a whole lot more sense and give us more flexibility if we bought it.
I've seen the iPal Solo, I think it's called. Do you know that? And if it's smaller than that?
Oh, it's not as bulky. And yes, I do know that, because that was the precursor to the Abacy that we had. And it was made out of a softer plastic. This is a harder plastic, but it's much, much more compact.
First question is, can you tell if that the AI features are going out to the internet to do it?
I believe they are, Frank, because we are hooked up to our Wi-Fi. And as a matter of fact, I did forget to say, I didn't describe that, because you have to go to a special website and they tell you how to do it. It was a little bit difficult. It's not for the faint of heart, because you have to go to the website, you do everything they tell you to do, and then you have to print out a QR code, and then you have to give the device your QR code so that you can hook it all in.
Gotcha. And that probably authorizes that device on whatever engine they're using.
Yes.
So I'm thinking of that. So yes. It is going out to the internet.
Yes.
So there's good and bad parts of that. But, you know, bad part is obviously you have to be connected to the, you know, can't take it out to the picnic bench in the park. But the good part is that it's probably always improving. Yeah, you know, it's using it. Yeah. And the other thing, too, is have you tried any handwriting? That was my second question.
We had one thing that had handwriting and it did scan it. John was actually going to try another one this morning, but we ran out of time. One of the pieces of paper they sent us was in handwriting and it did scan that piece. So I'm fairly confident. And I will tell you about the barcode scanner. It works to a degree, but like all scanners, it's not perfect. We discovered yesterday you can hold the can above the device, and if you find the barcode in the right place, it will scan it, it will look around, it will do what you want it to, but it's not a perfect science. On the other hand, we have seen some things when we saw it demonstrated at the convention, one of which was laughing cow cheese, and it read it perfectly. So I think it depends in part on the quality of the barcode on the item where it's searching.
I mean, like in laughing cow cheese, maybe it's in a box and it's a nice flat print.
Right.
I mean, like if you have a bag of broccoli where it's all crumpled up, yeah, there's a lot of caveats to scanning barcodes. Yeah.
If you're scanning a book, will this read both pages of the book if you've got the book open?
You have to scan them one at a time. I don't think there's a way to read both at once, but that would also depend on the size of your book, Tim, because the book sits face up as opposed to face down. If
right.
both pages are not going to fit, it's not going to scan both. With smaller books, I've seen it read both.
Now, does this have a mode? I assume it doesn't. Let's say you have a book that you want to scan, but you don't want to read it at the same time. Does this have a mode where you can just scan and then have it recognize later so that you can scan the whole book and then have it convert later on?
Or so you can scan and save books with a thumb drive. However, my understanding is that it only scans them and saves them in an MP3 mode. And I think we haven't tried it yet because I didn't have time to sit down, but it looks like what it does is you keep scanning your pages and it keeps saying save, 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 and then it processes them when you're done.
Right, and so you get an audio file of this.
And then you'd get an audio file.
Yeah.
And I'm going to experiment with that. So in another Bybug presentation, once I've learned how to do that, I can show it.
Doesn't look like you could do that without having a keypad.
Because keypads also, if you want to know how to spell something, they give you the flexibility of spelling by line, by word, by character. And there are functions that you can do with a keypad that either are not doable without it or just nigh to impossible to coordinate.
So how often do they come up with software updates for the scanning engine or whatever?
I don't know the answer to that yet, and that's something I need to ask, but that's part of the reason we got the Wi-Fi, so that we could check that. And I know that we can check it, and I know that we can contact the company and ask.
Thank you for the presentation. Are there other different voices that you could use with the scanner?
There are. Again, I need the keypad for those. They did not work well without it. And I will be experimenting with that as well. And once I've learned, when I do my next demonstration, I can show that as
well. So if you don't get the keypad, I'm trying to pop it in here. If you hold the play button and then one of the speed buttons, I think it's the speed up button, it gets into menus, and it's kind of kludgy, like you said, because you're using a limited set of buttons, but you can change the voice. Yeah,
you can, but we couldn't get it to work yesterday.
It comes with a couple of English speaking, I think a male and a female, and then it also has a Spanish thing. What was interesting, and we didn't get a chance because we didn't have any documents that were in Spanish. But evidently, if you put a Spanish document on it and you, I'm trying to think if you have to use the
image description.
The image description, which is a summary. It actually will translate that language, Spanish, into English. And we heard a demonstration of it, but we didn't have anything to actually try it ourselves. And it says it has lots of other languages that can be put into it, but it wasn't clear actually how that was done either.
And even at its worst in scanning, it is worlds better than the Avacy. This is actually developed by the group that started out doing the previous iPal.
If people remember, the iPal was a very, very similar device, actually, and the company sold it to Vispero, and Vispero basically let it drop. It had some of the same capabilities as this, more clunky. That device to look like a boombox type of device, this thing is much sleeker, but it's basically this sort of the what maybe Vispero could have created with their iPal version of it, but this is like the newest version.
So, John, was this developed by the people who developed the original?
I think so, yeah.
Some of them, yes.
It was. It is.
Not all of them, but yes.
Yes, it's basically what the iPal should have evolved into, I think. I'd say this is especially useful for someone who didn't have a computer, didn't want to, you know, figure out how to use a computer and a scanner and all that kind of stuff. This is like a all-in-one thing that could be very helpful for people who weren't made technically or, you know, fully technically capable.
It is about half the thickness of the original device.
This thing, when the cameras fold down, it's very flat.
If I remember, I don't think the iPal had a battery in it, did it?
Yes, it did. Yeah,
yes, it did. But it didn't have 20 hours of battery life, I can tell you.
So for doing your mail, this would be great. I've done my mail with it.
You could sort the stuff very quickly with this.
I've done my mail with it.
Because as you heard, once you put your mail or print onto the bottom, it and take your hands away. That's the key. You have to take your hands away because it sees your hands. And once you take your hands away, it does that camera shutter. You hear the noise, and it almost reads instantaneously. It's pretty quick. I asked them at the time, you know, will it work with QR codes? And I'm assuming it does because as I think Jeanette explained, to actually get it to connect to your Wi-Fi, you go to a website, put in the information for your Wi-Fi. It creates a QR code that you can print. And you put that printed piece of paper on the device, and that's how it connects to your Wi-Fi. So it can evidently can read QR codes from at least that thing. So I'm assuming that it'll be able to read the QR codes from the in the future. The barcode reading of this is really kind of strange. Where if you're reading documents, you put your hand, you put the document on its base and take your hands away. To read barcodes, you actually hold the product in your hand. Don't put it on the base, and you kind of float it around in front of the in front of the camera. It has the same problems that you have when you when we're doing anything with barcodes. It's finding the barcode. It does give a signal that it sees it, but it's this whole kind of floating it around, you know, cans or products, and trying to get the barcode where the camera can see it.
Hello? Just so everyone knows that the Vespero product that they're selling is called the Clear Reader. And the one that they sell right now, it does not have AI built. It's just basically it's competitive to the regular Lyric without the AI feature. But you know, there's rumors of them improving that to, with AI as well. Yeah,
that's about the same price. That summary feature is really kind of neat. I mean, I did it for one of our bills, and it's really cool that it can summarize and you know, get rid of all the you know, crap that you don't really need to hear. And like when I did the try to do the barcode with a can, I'm holding the can and I'm trying to keep
can't
it
even set it down.
I'm trying to kind of floating it around inside there, and it, you know, and like, okay, come on, make a noise, do something. And what was frustrating, and I finally did it and I found it was a can of beans, and I said, okay, that's great. Let me try to, you know, reenact this again. And I couldn't do it.
Thank you guys so much. That was excellent.